Hey everybody, Aaron Zamser here, FRF Podcast. I know it's summertime, it's excuse season, so let's talk about ways to stay lean and fit for duty during the summer. Stay tuned.
It's time to get fit for duty with the FRF Podcast. Here's your host, Aaron Zamser.
Hey everybody, Aaron Zamser here. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to talk today about ways to stay fit through the summer. Now, in the U.S., it's summer. I know we have some followers in New Zealand and Australia. It's more of a colder season there. It just obviously, this depends on where you live. But for the most part, this time of the year, the sun is out, at least here in Wisconsin. Maybe it's out. There's 1 or 2 days, trust me. It's also a time now that COVID, we have understood that it's here to stay. I think there's a lot more social gatherings. There's more concerts and weddings. People understand how to handle it. We know a little bit more about what the virus is trying to do and ways to combat it. So things are opening up. Events are happening. And with that comes, kind of an excuse season. Kind of like the holidays. I like to think of sometimes summer is like the holidays. You know, there's always something that can tempt you to get you off of your diet. There's always things to do going on. So all of a sudden, I don't have time to work out. Let's talk about ways that you could still get lean and you could stay on track and you could still have fun. And trust me, I've managed this for my entire life. I'm from Wisconsin and we're the brat and beer capital of the world. I think we're the festival capital of the world. In Milwaukee, it's the world's largest music festival. It goes on for 2 straight weeks. There's baseball here. I know what you're thinking. If you've heard anything about Wisconsin, you got 3 weeks of summer and you got to stuff it all into that short time frame. Now it's a little bit longer than 3 weeks, but sometimes it feels that way. So the first and foremost thing that you need to do as the temperatures rise, I know you're probably like, I know he's going to go with this, is hydration. I've talked about this a lot on the podcast in the past. I post about this a lot. And look, here's the stat that I think every first responder, especially firefighters, need to understand. When you're dehydrated, your heart has to work harder to pump your blood. And what are the main reasons we as firefighters die? Stroke and heart attack. So anything that you could do to help combat that sudden instance of cardiac arrest and stroke, you want to do. And that's staying hydrated. There's some research out that says with as little as 2% shortage of water, dehydration, your ability to perform at high intensity is greatly impaired. And again, that chance for sudden cardiac arrest and stroke, boom, goes up through the roof. So first and foremost, carry a water bottle with you. Where you're on your truck, where it's in your vehicle, anywhere you go, especially if you're exercising outside. I found so many different guidelines, but I've done a lot of articles on hydration. And honestly, for first responders that are working outside a lot, you're going in and out of different temperatures, you're staying active. You want to try to reach for or aim for half of your body weight in ounces. So I weigh 170 pounds. I roughly get around 85 to 90 ounces of water a day. I try, and for me, I got all these different water bottles that I carry with me. I found in the truck that a coffee mug. I might have 1 or 2 coffees in the morning, but then I'll fill it with water, and it actually hooks on some stuff in the engine or the ladder, so I can actually keep in the truck. Sometimes it's like, where do you have this and where do you hold it? So that's why I like using these with a handle. I'll typically get 16 ounces of water in this, so I know I drink 4 or 5 of these a day, even more if it's hot and if I'm working outside. So first and foremost, stay hydrated. That also goes for these summer events. If you're going for a concert or for a party, the better hydrated you are, the more you hydrate, the less likely you are to overeat, because there's a water in your stomach and in your system, but it also helps with with digestion. So stay hydrated first and foremost, biggest thing you need to do during the summer months. And then the second thing I've talked about a lot of times, but it's really, if you've done it and tried it, it makes sense. When you are going to go eat, slow down. Only eat until you're about 80% full. And here's why. And try this in the firehouse. If you look around you in the firehouse, we wolf our food down. It's very, very fast. I did a great post with Chief John Sulka from FDNY about this. And, they used to serve on platters, and we used to wolf our food down because we didn't know when we were going to get a chance to do that. Now, I understand that. But what also happens is that it takes a little time for our stomachs to tell our tiny little brains that we're full. In the meantime, you go and pack on another another plate full of food. So by slowing yourself down, you give a chance to let your brain talk to your stomach, and you actually are full. So slow down, chew your food, and only eat till you're that 80%. Now, what's 80%? Well, we've all been to that point, like Thanksgiving, where you're totally stuffed. And we all know what starving feels like. So anywhere between that's about 80%. I know that's the most generic answer in the world. But I think for the most part, we always eat to about 80% full unless you eat too fast. Again, I go back to what we do in the firehouses. And how many times have you gotten that call? You went, oh, I shouldn't have had that second helping. You know, I hope my mask can hold this food if I wind up vomiting. That's the other kind of rule of thumb for you that are not firefighters. I know you're saying that's kind of gross, but that's how our minds work. Again, the other thing on this one is if you serve on smaller plates, your mind actually thinks, okay, if we fill up a smaller plate, as I'm eating slower, my mind thinks, hey, I'm getting more full. When you have a big plate, your mind thinks, oh, we got to fill that plate. Even though you eat that food, it sometimes is deceptive, and you might feel like you're still hungry. So small plates. Take your time when you eat. Only eat till you're 80% full. The other part of this, and I'm guilty, is I'll hang out a lot of times where all the food is. At my house, like, we have a kitchen area, and anytime I find myself hanging out there, I keep eating, you know, the veggies or whatever we got. You know, again, being in Wisconsin, there's always a ton of food. I'm also a little bit of Polish in me. My parents and my family, everybody brings something. So the other part of this is don't hang out where all the hors d'oeuvres are. Go outside. As, you know, here again, up north, go and enjoy the 3 weeks of summer. Don't stay inside. Don't hang out by those tables. Grab what you're going to eat. Go eat it. Wait before you go back. That applies also to the firehouse. How many times do you have food on the table and you just keep picking at it as you're talking and solving all the world's problems, which we have a tendency to do around the firehouse? So, number one, hydrate. Number two, slow down, serve on smaller plates, and really try to ask yourself before you go back, am I stuffed or am I just kind of waiting until my head and my brain can talk to my stomach? The third part is to always try to have fruits and vegetables with every meal. A, this is good for nutrition to help with all the different metabolic processes, but also for our immune system, which we now know with COVID, it's not going away. We got to keep our immune system strong. It also helps to hydrate you, believe it or not. Some fruits and vegetables have a lot of water in them, so that helps provide hydration. It's also the season for fruits and veggies. There's farmers markets here around in Wisconsin. Of course, there's with the good veggies, there's also bad things that you can get into, but we'll talk a little bit about how you plan for that also. Try to fill your plate up with vegetables as much as you can. Try to stay away from, you know, a lot of those fried foods, and enjoy the season. There's a lot of things that are ripe. I personally love strawberries. I love celery. I try to grow some leafy greens and cucumbers. Apples are always good because they have a high fiber content. So try to enjoy those vegetables and those fruits that are in season, and always have them with every single meal, especially if you're going out into a social gathering. Make sure that there's always some there too. Maybe you're the person that brings that vegetable platter. Costco, I know a lot of people know Costco here in the States. They used to, and I think they still do. They have a big, huge platter, party platter that you could take. It's got all the vegetables, a little bit of dip, in the middle. And that's the other part. Just be careful with the dip. It can get out of hand. That's why a lot of times it's good just to put the veggies and the dip that you're going to eat on a plate so you know exactly what you got. So fruits and veggies, every meal. And then, prep for temptations. I've heard everything from, have a meal before you go to these gatherings, and that might be something. The other thing is I like to have healthy snacks. Now, this is on shift, and this is before I go to these gatherings. If you're going to be gone for a long period of time, you know you're going to get hungry, try to have something there. Almonds are always good. A lot of people like kind bars. That goes back to this fruits and vegetables. Maybe you have an apple with some almonds, a protein shake or a meal replacement shake. All these things, you just have to plan ahead. And that's really the best thing I can give you as far as snacks is, you know, you want to make sure they're healthy, have some protein, have some fiber, but have them readily available. Because what happens, and I'm guilty of this too, especially like in the summer, you get a fire call, you're out on that scene for a long time, you come back, and if you don't have a snack there, you're going to wolf down whatever's usually left on the table, which a lot of times in firehouses isn't the best. Same thing applies to these parties. If you go to these parties, you have a cocktail, and you're hungry, there goes your diet. And I've done it before too, man. I like to partake in a lot of this stuff. I like my vodkas. I like my bratwurst and, you know, but the key is to plan and plan for these. Going into my next point too, when we talk about alcohol, don't drink all your calories. I see a lot of times people doing sweet teas. This is bigger down south. You know, sodas, lemonades, these fruity drinks, you know, that's great to have them every once in a while, but the calories add up and the high sugar content can mess up your insulin response and get you into a position to store more body fat. Instead of having those, try to do some fruit infused water. Throw a bunch of you know, citrus into water and then have that. It really brings out a great flavor, number one. It helps hydrate you. Green teas are really good, cold green teas and black teas. But avoid those sweet teas and sodas where those calories can start to really add up. Lemonades also, on the golf course, I know, hey, vodka lemonade's great. One is fine, but all of a sudden when you have three or four of them, you're really up to into the hundreds of grams of sugar. So watch those calories. And let's talk a little bit about alcohol too. I touched on it a little bit. You know, if you're trying to lose fat, alcohol is gonna hurt you on that a little bit. Now, I'm not saying don't do it, but just plan ahead for it. One of the biggest things I think that happens when we drink alcohol is we have a, let's just say we lose our, you know, we lose our inhibitions. We try to all of a sudden, you know, hey, I was going to eat healthy, and then you see this, you have a couple cocktails, and you start unloading and eating a lot of calories. That's what happens to me personally, and I see it happen to a lot of people. So one of the things with alcohol is have it in moderation if you can control it. If you can't control it, don't do it at all. If you're really focused on losing weight and fat, stick to those, you know, the fruit-infused waters. Stick also to, you know, gin is a little bit lower calorie. Gins, vodkas, just watch out what you mix with them. Margaritas usually have a lot of sugar in them. Personally, I like to do vodka and a little bit of tonic water, soda water, I'm sorry, with a lot of fruit infused with it. The, you know, there's a lot of those seltzers that are fine, but they're 100 calories. And, you know, they're not a lot of sugar, but still that alcohol is energy and your body is going to burn that alcohol up first before it gets to some of the other calories. So, you know, all of a sudden you have 12 of those, that's 1200 calories in a day. And then if you eat normally, you're way over what your limit is. So even though they're lower sugar, there's still calories in it because of the alcohol. Just remember that can add up over time and that can add weight and mess up your metabolism. Do everything in moderation, especially alcohol. And if you do have issues with it where you can't go in moderation, you maybe see some help or just don't drink. If you have tried a couple cocktails and wind up going home at night and wolfing down a bunch of calories, count that as your cheat day and then plan the rest of the week ahead so you're not getting like 3, 4, 5 days of doing that and or months of doing that. So 2 points on alcohol, moderation, plan it, and don't let it get, I guess as a third point, don't let it get out of hand with your inhibitions and lowering them, okay? All right, another thing about staying fit in the summer is don't procrastinate, get your workouts in. Seen this a lot. Well, I don't have time today. Well, I played golf. Nah, right? I went for a walk. Yeah, you still need to do your resistance training. You still need to do your core work. You still need to do your mobility training. Doesn't have to be a lot. I actually like to go take my workouts outside or a section of my workouts outside. If I'm at the firehouse, open the bay doors, I'll do some of this body weight stuff in the bay. It really puts you in a great mood. There's actually research that shows that working outside helps to boost your overall mood, and you feel better. You feel like you have a better sense of accomplishment when you do that. So don't get lazy with your fitness. Even three times a week, 30 minutes is better than skipping all the time. This goes back to planning in. If you got parties on Thursday and Saturday, well, Thursday, what I would do is make sure I get my workout in, have a good meal replacement. I'm going to go to the party. I'm not going to drink and I'm not going to partake in the food, but I'll be out there. Saturday, that's my cheat day. I'm going to let myself have those meals, have a couple cocktails. Sunday, on the other hand, though, I'm going to get up, get right back on my fitness and work out, stay true to my schedule. So make sure that you do plan around those things. Don't get lazy with your fitness. Stay up, get your workouts outside. And then this last part is, if you are lacking motivation, and I've seen this and heard this a lot, like, Zam, I made great progress, but now I'm kind of just going through the motions. What I highly recommend you doing is register for a charity event or a charity workout event. 5K event is something great to train for. It's something everybody can do. 10K bike, something locally that contributes to the community is great. There are so many different things out there. There's Spartan races. There's a lot of things, just around. Just do a Google search. And actually, I have one I created. It's called the FRF 5K or 5K the FRF way. It is a 5K run, but it's divided up. So you run like a half a mile, you do 50 push-ups. Run a half a mile, you do 50 bodyweight squats. A total of 343 reps and a 5K run. Again, it's divided up. I also added this year, you can do a 10K bike and the 343 reps. It's divided up. So you'll go do a mile, a bike, down and back, come back, do your push-ups, mile, bike, body rows. And everything is body weight. And it comes with a training program. And we run this. We open the registration in July to give everybody a couple months to train. And then you can run it any single time or any day you want in October. And the funds go to the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation. They have a First Responder Center for Excellence that focuses on firefighter health and safety and cancer. And so those funds from that charity event go towards funding us and our health. But what I've really found from this is people look forward to it every year. People love the shirts. They love the camaraderie. We get a lot of people that are outside of the fire service that want to support us doing this. And it gets people motivated to go and get your workouts in. And to me, that's the essence of what we do here. I know that it's kind of a season where it is nice to be outside. You do get these lulls from time to time, especially if you just made great progress, which we've had a lot of FRF members do through the winter months here, or from January on through April, May. So this 5K event, it's going to be launching in July. Again, it comes with a workout program that you can follow for 8 weeks or 10 to 12, depending upon how long you want to train. And I just believe it's a great motivator. If you, do a charity event or a 5K run, if you need ideas, you can reach out to me. I have a lot of events that I've done in the past that have really helped. But the biggest point to summer is prepare for the temptation, plan for it, and keep looking at, and I like to do every single week, look at, all right, what does this week bring? When can I get my workouts in? What am I going to do from a nutritional standpoint? Stay hydrated, stay motivated, stay on track, and you'll stay fit for duty. I hope this makes sense. A lot of it isn't, brain science or brain chemistry, brain science, brain surgery. That's what I wanted to say. When you start to look at it and put it into practice, it all makes sense and it all works. So thanks for listening. Let me know if you got other topics. I do have a blog post I just wrote on this. I will link it to the comments section or sometimes in the intro for a little bit more detail on it. And just to put some pictures, is also a great video there from a guy that's really popular in Wisconsin. So thanks for listening. Stay fit for duty. Reach out with questions and let me know how I can help you and your crew.